Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
This is dedicated to the niggas that was down from day one. Welcome to Death Row.
Like we always do about this time.
Yeah, 9-2. Death Row Records. Creeping while you're sleeping. Niggas with attitude? Nah, low. Niggas on a motherfucking mission. What up, niggas and niggas? That crazy ass nigga back in the motherfucking his ales. The notorious Compton G D R E.
Yeah, you know what it do. MCA the building. Blue Stamp official. Keep it hood. Six Man Radio. Right here, the home of adult contemporary hip hop. Yeah.
Six Man
Radio.
Relax, just strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before.
with a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick, you know and I know I flow the most funky shit. To add to my collection, the selection symbolizes dope. Take a toast but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this. Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. Fucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
You know I'm mobbing with the D-R-E. DP, GC, my nigga, turn that shit up. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Bug niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Making jazzes while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my hoe with 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, quit walk if you're down with the set. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving the stress.
It's the motherfucking D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.O.G. Straight off the fucking streets of CBT. King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Whoop, the bill rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, nigga, what? Trayin' Snoop Chronic down in the lag. With Doc in the back, sippin' on yak.
Yeah.
Clippin' the strap, dippin' through hood.
What hood?
Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central, out to the west side. This California love, this California bug. Got a nigga gang of pubs. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on.
Up,
Locust on for the 2000. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Six Man
Radio.
Hold up. Hey, for my niggas who be thinking we soft, we gon' play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey, for my niggas who be acting too bold, take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey. Smoke weed every day.
I'm getting balls right now, something new by Snoop Doggy Dogg. And this one goes out to the ladies from all the guys. A big bow wow wow. Cause we gonna make it a little mystery here tonight. This is DJ E. The Dick.
On a special pressure fetters.
Great thing.
Sing along.
What up, y'all? This is
That's right. Y'all know who I am. That nigga be getting this motherfucking ski walk on, skipping across the world. And I'm posted up right now. Six Man Radio. Adult contemporary radio. That's me and Nia. Home of that real shit. Can't fuck with it.
Bang, bang, Nia.
What's up? It's DJ Jam representing that DPG all the way live from the west side. And you're in tune to Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. Peace out.
Bring your whole set and get your hood lynched.
peep the murderous styles and the poetical technique.
Man, this is Puma from VH1's Black Ink Crew. Yeah, now listen to 6 Minute Radio, home of that adult contemporary hip hop.
Out on a bail, push out of jail, California dreaming. Out on a bail, push out of jail, California dreaming. Soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing Hoochie screaming. Fiending for money and alcohol, the life of a West Side player with capital.
Thank you. life, and by the way it is. You see, we live by the gun, so we die by the gun.
Tell me not to roll with my Glock, so now I got a throwaway floating in the black bin. If I do a show a day, hey, wonder how I live with five shots. Niggas, it's hard to kill on my block. Schemes for currency and double lady, affiliated with the hustlers, so we make it. So answer the question, I'm trying to get a pony. My nigga dog in me, eternally the most fun.
Thank you. your hands in the motherfucking air and wave the motherfuckers like you just don't care. Yeah, roll up the dank and pull the drink and watch it stink.
Why?
The doggies on the gang. My bank rolls on swole. My shit's on hit legit. Now I'm on parole. Stroke. Put the dog pound right behind me and up in your bitch is where you might find me laying that, playing that G-bang. She wants the nigga with the biggest nuts. And guess what? He is I and I am him. Slim with the tilted brim. What's my motherfucking name?
Says me. And all who agree are more than three, because they're weak. Yes.
Yo, I'm in the house now for sure, because I want to talk about the hearts of men. Who knows what evil lurks within them? But let's take a travel down the blind side and see what we find down this path called
spread it on death row. So duck when I swing my dick, I get rugged like raw head rest with fat tracks that fit the gangster type. When I recite, kinda lethal. Niggas know the flow that I kick, there's no equal. I'm murdering niggas, yo. And maybe because of the tone I kicks when I grip the mic and kick shit, niggas can't fuck with. So remember, I go hardcore and slam the respect like a sensei. We're bad like Van Damme. To any nigga that claim they bossing, why don't you bring your ass on over to Crenshaw Slauson? Take a walk through the hood. Where we up to no good, slanging on things like a real OG should. I'm stacking and macking and packing a tin, so when you're slipping, I slip the slipping, but ain't no set tripping, cause it's death row, rolling like the mafia. Think about whooping some ass, but what the fuck stopping you? Ain't Nathan but a buster. I'm stranded on death row, I'm pumping slugs and motherfuckers. Now you know you're outdone. Kill the shotgun, corrupt inmate, cell block one.
No prevention from this lynching of sorts. You're a victim from my drive-by of force. No extension, all attempts are to fail. Blinded by the light, it's time you learn trail from a lunatic. I'm deaf like arsenic when I kick a wicked back. Dr. Drake will kiss a scratch with treachery. My literary form will blast and totally surpass the norm. Not a storm, plural, make it many storms when I'm vexed. I fight leg, necks, and arms in this dimension. I'm the presenter and the inventor and the tormentor. The range like the hillside strangler, MC Mangler, tough like strangler. I write a rhyme, hard as concrete, step to the heat, it gets burned like mystique. So what you wanna do? The narrator RBX, cell block two.
Range, lyrical murderer, stranded on death row, and now I'm serving up like Tom Fenton. There'll be no repentance, since it's the life that I choose to lead. I plead guilty on all counts, that the ball bounce where it may. It's just another clip into my AK. Buck 'em down with my underground tactics. Facts and stacks of clips on my mattress. Bad brain, there's another dead dame laying lame. Put the shame, who's to blame? Me, the lady of rage, a woman coming from the DEA, the agent ROW taking. No shit, so flip and you're bound to get dropped. It's 187, no motherfucker.
Hey yo, stepping through the fog and creeping through the smog. It's the number one nigga from the hood, doggy dog. Making videos, now I stay in Hollywood. Busting raps for my snaps, now they call me Eastwood. Dre is the doctor and my homie, little nigga. Warren G is my hand and my hands on the trigger. Shooting at the hoes with the game that I got. Sent to death row, cause I wanted to make a grip and serving my rhyme. And I'm still serving for my peace. To my motherfucking homies doing time in the PNN account, jail. Mobbing with your blue zone, mad as hell. And you're saying fuck the police, and all the homies on the streets is all about peace. And it's driving the cops crazy, but ain't nothing but a black thing, baby.
I'm not flagging, but I'm just bagging. I bet you don't wanna see the D-O-double-G. And you can't see the D-R to the E on my motherfucking homie D-O-C. You know you can't fuck with my motherfucking DJ, that's my homie, and we call him Warren G.
And you don't stop, doggy dog, break them down with the motherfucking dog pound. That's the only way we'll beat them, man. We gotta smoke them, then choke them like a motherfucking cheetah, man. It's like three into the two and two into the one, cell block four, peep, doggy dog's done.
Yo, now you know the path I'm on.
You think you're strong? See if you can travel on. Cause only the weak will try to speak. Those who are quiet will always cause riots. There's three types of people in the world. Those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like us from the streets that make things happen.
Fresh and Fly Clothing, we are the official swag headquarters, where we don't just create style and fashion, we enhance it. You enter our doors, you can shop with confidence. We have all the official merchandise, a professional atmosphere, and knowledgeable staff and image consultants whose purpose is to make sure that you look good and enhance your swag. We are committed to excellence and giving our customers the ultimate shopping experience. Fresh and Fly Clothing.
It's just different.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige, all that good shit. Along with my co-defendant, Nick D. Michelle. Ha. What's good, Nick?
Right. I'm here. I'm standing next to you. I got my hand high.
You're in the building, my sister.
Exactly. It's an Easter weekend, and we're thankful all the way around on Six Man Radio. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
Oh,
oh, my goodness.
Shit. Yeah, man. Yo, happy Easter.
Yeah, man. It's Easter already. Already.
Yeah. All right.
Next thing you know, it's Christmas.
Your birthday coming, too.
Yes, indeed. It's Aries season. Shout out to all the Aries out there. I know y'all out there getting it on right now. It's the season. This is when the weather changes and things start to bubble up, man. That's what the spring is all about, Aries season. Y'all,
Don't even know neither, man. Nadine is turning 18.
Word.
So, you know, shout to her. You know what I'm saying? Salute.
That's right. It's my beet juice. Keep the skin tight. You know what I'm saying? And you know, a good Haitian line, you know what I'm saying? We stay young a long time. So, yes, indeed. So, yeah, man. In fact, I got a brother who's got something going on tonight. I got to check out after the show. So, I'm excited. I feel good. Although, I'm like on the edge. There's so many things going on. I don't know what happens. Does this happen to you around your birthday? What? Mad things seem to start to happen all around you. Like, you're like, what the hell?
Crazy. Yeah, actually,
yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know if it happens to y'all out there, but, you know. And it's like good and bad. It's like, oh, I'm excited. And then something crazy happens. Like, oh, shit. It's getting real out here.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on with me. What's up with you, Steve? Kind of show
me. Chilling, y'all. Chilling, man. Trying to win, man. The W, and so in honor of the W, you know, we tonight have a special guest, DJ Jam, who is Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, official DJ. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was there during the making of the Chronic, so he's gonna talk to us about the 25th anniversary of the Chronic, which is arguably one of the greatest hip hop albums. Of all time. You know what I mean? So he'll be in the building. He's going to give us a lot of insight as what was going on during the making of the Chronic. The whole situation and the tours and all of that and how they all got together and, you know what I'm saying? Like,
man,
he was there.
It was crazy. To be crazy for him to experience that, so.
Yeah, so, you know, he's going to be stopping by to chop it up with us. That's why, you know, we was going in with the G funk shit.
Yeah, with that West Coast sound. That's what we
were
doing.
Word up.
Saluting.
Salute. And DJ Jam will definitely be in the building in a minute. Yo,
he's gonna touch
also
on all that.
Too, once again, you know, I must give a salute to Jill Scott for stopping by. You know what I'm saying? That thanks to Jill Scott once again for stopping by.
If you missed it, check the archives. I'm still getting people saying how they love certain things about that interview. Yeah. You know, the way she talked about her son, you know, even the acting and you asking the questions about the music. I mean, it was just a dope interview. But that's what we do. You know what I mean? I mean, there's Jill Scott. Granted, we was going to kill it on Jill. But that's what we do here. We really want you guys to know about everything the artist is doing. And we're thankful that they even talk to us the way they do, you know. I think it's a testament to us. I really do. I feel good. I feel real good.
Word up. And yo, you definitely want to check the archives out. If you're one of our new listeners, you definitely want to go to Six Man Radio. It's the number 6. Then MAN radio site 40 the number 40 .net. I'm gonna say it again. sixmanradio.site40.net. All of our archives are there. You know, check it out, y'all. And shout out to Black District for lacing the site for us too. You know, salute to him. Salute to my nigga Timmy Gunn. Salute to the whole Six Man Radio staff, everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's on. That's all I know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so,
what are we about to do next here?
Oh, man. What are we about to do? Oh, yo, before I even get into that, I want to give a special salute to my nigga Vess. Right. He's one of my producers. Yeah, my nigga, I'm putting you on blast. I'm putting you on fucking blast, man. This nigga, every time I tell this nigga I'm about to start working on a project, this nigga go disappear out the blue, man. He deletes social networks.
What the hell?
Don't answer his phone. He don't answer emails, like, for months.
Where is he?
It's the most aggravating thing in the whole wide world, man. The nigga's weird, yo. But when I get in contact with the nigga finally and we link up, it's like Batman and Robin. Like, for y'all that don't know, the last mixtape I put out, the Side Eye mixtape, he did like 90% of the shit. You know what I'm saying? Our chemistry is crazy. Well, I was just, the nigga sent me 2 zip files, and I was just going through it before we started the show. And I just picked 10 beats. You know what I'm saying? So salute the Vest with your weird ass. Welcome back, my nigga. We back, my nigga.
Damn, welcome back, nigga. Vest. Well, you know, people get disenchanted, I guess. I don't know. And then they just come back.
But you know what, though, Nate? It's wild because every time he come back, this is why I fuck with him like that, because he know where I'm at creatively without us even speaking. Because the shit he sent, way too, I ain't even going to say nothing. And it's wild because this is my last project. I'm hanging it up, that's it. But I'm putting my foot in it. If anybody out there, if I ever had a problem with you,
No.
This is my way out. I'm leaving. I'm leaving. So of course, if I'm gonna leave, the middle finger's in the air. Come on. Come on. I'm a radio personality now. I'm on the radio,
oh my
baby.
God. Radio.
All right. So on that note, I think we're gonna shift gears a little bit. We gonna open the door for my nigga DJ Jam, you know.
Right.
Cause you know, this is a good one. Six Man Radio in the building. We are the home of adult contemporary hip hop. Next bone is sexy R&B that you love.
Six
nigga.
Man
Radio.
I promise. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, though, Nadine Michelle, though. What up, Nate?
What's going on, Seed? I am really excited today to speak with today's guest. He has a very inside track to one of the biggest, best producers in the world. Why don't you go ahead and tell him who we got on the line?
Right. On the telephone line right now, we have legendary DJ slash producer from the West Side. My nigga DJ Jam is in the building. What's good, brother?
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yo, it's an honor. It's an honor to have you on.
Yo.
Word up, man. Word up.
That's right.
You're Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg DJ. Like, I mean, fam, I mean, like, it don't get no better than that. Like, who else?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was, like, really blessed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I want to touch on the initial meeting with them. You know, as far as and then I kind of want to go into the chronic, because you know that we just came up on the 20 year anniversary for the chronic. The chronic is by far top five greatest albums of all time. Not even just hip hop albums, just albums. You
right,
know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right,
so you know, I want to get into that too. But how'd you link up with them? How'd you link up with the big homies?
Two separate ways. How the whole connection came together. My first connection was actually with Corrupt. Let's see, back I would say in the late '80s, around '89 or so. I was doing like all the big parties, clubs, and at the colleges, San Diego State University in San Diego. And
right.
I did, I met a mutual friend of Corrupt that was actually going to San Diego State at the time. And he would always show up to the parties that I would do, and he would come up to me and, you know, tell me, like, man, I really like how you DJ, da 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 da. You need to meet my homeboy from LA. His name is Corrupt, right? And back then, there wasn't really a dog pound yet. It was just Corrupt.
Right.
Corrupt was from Philly, but he was flying kind of back and forth to L.A. to work with the SOS band back in the day.
Oh, wow.
If you go back and look at the SOS band's album around that time, 89, 90, somewhere around there, you'll see Corrupt featured on a cut on there. Or if not,
that's
a couple.
Crazy.
So, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that. So there was no dog pound. This dude was just a friend of Corrupt that was going to school at San Diego State that knew Corrupt was really dope. So he saw me do my things, like, man, you got to meet him. I'm going to bring Corrupt down here to San Diego to one of these parties. Well, all right. So basically one day he brought Corrupt down. It was, I don't know if you guys are up on the Greek shows where they have the step shows
and all that.
Well, I do. At San Diego State, I handled the whole step show weekend. Like, I booked the acts and everything, and DJs, and, you know, of course, myself DJing the events, but I handled all that. So he actually bought Corrupt down for one of those weekends, so it was packed. And on the last day, we do a picnic, you know, on the football field before everybody goes back home out of town. And I was DJing up on the stage set up, and it was packed. Football field was packed with people partying. And all of a sudden, this dude brought Corrupt to the stage. And I had been waiting to meet Corrupt for I don't know how long. This dude was telling me he was going to bring him down and never did. But finally, he did.
Yeah.
And so I was like, man, all this time, I pulled him up on stage. And I'm like, man, this dude's been pumping you up for years. You know, you better be good. I gave him the microphone. And, you know, back then, it was like, when you go to a party, you want to dance. So it's like MCs, when they start, you know, giving the mic and passing the mic and then, you know, rhyming too much, how the crowd's like, all right, we want to go back to dancing type of thing, right? So I gave Corrupt the mic. Corrupt must have freestyled for like 10 minutes straight. And I mean, the whole crowd, like, was standing with their mouths open. Like, we don't believe this dude. Like, not on that. Stop rapping, but rap some more. You know what I mean? And so that's how I met Corrupt. Now, I was going to school. I was in college down here, and I transferred to Cal State Dominguez Hills, which is in L.A., in Carson, right? So when I made I moved to L.A. and had an apartment on campus or whatever, And so Corrupt would come to the campus. I had all my DJ speakers to do gigs, had my drum machines, everything in the apartment set up in studio. So Corrupt would come to the campus and write, you know, I'd make beats, he'd be writing, whatever. And then, you know, sometimes I would just go, you know, chilling and go hook up with Corrupt, which would be hooking up with Daz, Snoop, the DOC, like everybody back then. You know what I mean? Everybody was just rapping back then, and it was just a group of them. You know what I mean? So I was making mixtapes back then, so I gave everybody mixtapes. You know what I mean? And I, you know, from the Snoop side, Snoop was like, oh, man, you're tight, blah, 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 blah. So I was the dude that was around, that was the DJ. You know what I mean? And
for 213, too? So you were DJing?
Yeah, I'll get to that. Yeah, I'll get to all the groups.
All right.
But basically, that's how that came together. Like, after school, I would go and drive to Corrupt's house and hook up with Corrupt, and we would go over who's ever house, DOC's or wherever, and we'd all be hanging. You know, they'd be writing, I'd have the mixtapes, the music, whatever. So that's how the connection came together as far as Snoop and the Dog Pound and everybody on that side. Now, when I moved to L.A., I was already doing all the parties, the big clubs. I was on the radio and everything in San Diego. So when I moved to L.A., they found out about me moving to L.A., some of the club promoters in L.A., and so they came at me and asked me to DJ their club. Now, these were the top clubs in L.A. because they knew I was on the radio in San Diego and doing all the big stuff down there. Plus, the people from L.A. knew me because a lot of them went to San Diego State. So, all of a sudden, I start doing the biggest clubs in L.A. Now, one of these clubs, you can find rappers, singers, actors, sports figures at this club. It was called Jamaica House. They had every week. They would have a performance, if not a few performances, but they would never advertise who was performing because it was one of those you just got to show up type of thing. But you better believe somebody would jump on that stage like Run DMC or Tupac or Nas or, you know what I mean, like that. Like everybody, record labels wanted their groups to perform here because this was the biggest thing jumping in L.A. So all of a sudden I started DJing this club. Now, one night, Dre walked in, like maybe just a couple nights after I had started. Dre came through one night, saw me DJ, came up to me, had Suge come up to me, and asked me to go to dinner the next night, right? I went to dinner with him the next night, and Dre told me about, you know, this project that he was about to start working on, and he was going to call it The Chronic, and da-da-da-da-da, and he needed a DJ, and was I down? Now, at this point, Dre hadn't really done much. He'd been on the DL because he split up from Ruthless Records, and he was into it with Eazy-E, and it was like a really bad situation, so he disappeared for a minute. So this Chronic, this first project, was his breaking back into the industry. So I was just, you know, pleased for Dre, which, you know, I looked up to this dude as a DJ as well as a producer, you know what I mean, coming up in the game from San Diego. So, you know, that's how that happened. He asked me to be his DJ, so I was like, okay. So soon after that, after school, I would go to the recording studio to link up with Dre and sit at the board while he created or bringing in beats or samples for him off of different records that I had to help out on his production. So one day after school, I'm at the studio sitting with Dre behind the board, and all of a sudden, in comes Snoop and Daz and Corrupt and everybody, right? Now, at that point, I didn't know the connection, that there was a connection. There was no Chronic. There wasn't anything like that to really put those two together. So when they walked in the door, I looked up like, what are you guys doing here? And they looked at me like, what are you doing here? And it was that specific point in time, I think, that's was the reason why I ended up DJing for both of them. Because everybody just fell out laughing, like, how did this dude come up from San Diego and end up in the middle of both of us? You know what I mean? How did two things out here? So it was that moment in time that, wow, everybody, it was just a mold, you know what I mean? And then with that came, you know, later on, you know, Snoop, Dre, Dog Pound, 213 Crew, the Eastsiders, Doggies Angels, and the new NWA. I held it down for everybody. You know, Rage, everybody on Death Row.
That's crazy.
I had like 10 jobs. But yeah, to sum it up, kind of, that's how that all came together.
So you were on tour constantly then. You were constantly moving.
Yeah,
with all the everybody that came in, you were like, yeah, take Jam with you. Jam could do it.
Exactly. So if somebody wasn't traveling, I was traveling with somebody else. So yeah, I was constantly doing it, you know.
So I
go ahead.
All right. I wanted to ask you before we got into, you know, how you connected with Dre, like, what influenced you to become a DJ, first of all, you know, like, what made you even become a DJ?
Okay, well, my brother-in-law used to be in the military, and one of his partners came out one summer from New York, basically, and he was a big DJ out there. And basically came out for the summer, and he bought his turntables, his mixer, and two crates of records, right, to mess around. And they were going to do a couple parties while he was here in San Diego, you know, over during the summertime, you know, for all the military friends and all, you know, and everything. So I, as a kid, would wake up every day and ride my bike all the way across town. And I used to bike race before I became a DJ, so that was my thing, and I was used to, you know, riding across town because I worked out as far as riding a lot to keep up.
The BMX joint.
What's that?
The Huffy joint.
I was on another level than Huffy, but.
All right.
I was factory sponsored, so they sent me all around the United States to big events. Riding bikes. You know what I mean? Right. So I was already used to the traveling thing, you know what I mean, before that. I was into a lot of stuff. But basically, I would ride my bike across town every day just to sit and watch this guy practice on these turntables. And basically, at the end of the summer, to make a long story short, when it was time for him to go back to New York, my brother-in-law saw how much into it I was about this DJing thing, so he paid the dude for his turntables and his mixers, because back then, you could get everything in New York. That was the birthplace of hip-hop, you know what I mean? All the 1200s, all that kind of mixer, everything was in New York, so it was nothing for him to go back and get another pair. So basically, he had two crates of records. Now, after my brother-in-law bought the turntables and mixer, he left me a stack of records to start. He was like, here you go. I taught you the basics. Go with it. You know what I mean? And he gave me a rope, and I wanted to become a cowboy, basically.
Yeah.
I would start by listening to records, listening to the DJs, scratching everything on the records, you know, that I would collect. And I would go to the concerts, the Fresh Festivals, all that stuff, to see all the old school, you know, New York acts and their DJs and Grandmaster D and Jam Master J and, you know, all these dudes. And I was in love with being that. It just did it. You know what I mean? And I was saying, I'll be in, you know, in the audience saying, one day I'm going to be up there. One day. And I would even go watch. I would go watch NWA and Ice Cube and Easy, and then would come to town, and I would see Dre up on the turntable. I'd be right there, front row in the audience, looking at Dre the whole time, saying, one day, I'm going to be up there, and look what happened.
In a major way.
Manifested for you.
Word up. Because, yo, I wanna go into take me into the studio session during the Chronic. You know what I mean? Like during that time, what was the vibe? Like, did you know that y'all was on to something? Because I saw the documentary, Welcome to Death Row. And it was dope. It gave me a lot of insight into it, because, you know, from being on the East Coast, when that shit came out, brother, it was so undeniable. Niggas couldn't front on it from either area of the map. So, you know, it resonated so much. So to get the opportunity to see it on Welcome to Death Row was big, to get the understanding of it, because
right.
we hadn't heard anything like that ever, ever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think the reason why it was, you know, some of the reasons why, one of the biggest reasons why it was so big is it the timing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The timing was perfect. Like, if you think about all the different things that were going on back then that had to do with that album, okay? First of all, you know, of course, smoking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Smoking
has
been a thing. It's been a cult. People smoking they've always had cult followings. You know what I mean? The whole thing about smoking. So let's start with that. That was one of the things on it. But another thing was the society and the environment. What was going on back then? You know what I mean? The black and white. The O.J. Simpson trial,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, these things were going on in the streets, and the streets were getting mad. They were getting upset at the time. They were looking for a voice to speak out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a lot of the elements of the Chronic had to do with the riots. So you put these different things together above the fact that these dudes are on there rapping and dope at rapping. You know, let's not forget that. And let's not forget the music and the beats and the how those beats sounded, too, to back up what they were saying and to back up what was going on in society. Listen at the strings that Dre was using. Listen how eerie and dark, you know what I mean, those were. So if you go see a Steven Spielberg movie, you go watch Star Wars, you know what I mean? It's one thing to sit there. What if you watch that movie with no sound?
Yeah, it wouldn't make any sense.
Right. But all of a sudden, you add that sound, and you see something explode on the screen, and you hear this, and they hear, ooh. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now
right.
The whole thing is different, you know? And I'm talking about, you know, maybe they had speaking when I'm talking about sound, not just like a silent movie, but let's just say it was talking, but let's say all the instrumentation wasn't there. That made half of the movie. You know what I mean? It was a combination of all those things that were going on at the time, and along with how Dre came around and brought that music to back it up.
Right. It was definitely a dope period of time that you were involved in. I just have like nothing but DJ questions for you, right? I love DJs. I'm a
All
DJ
right.
enthusiast, so I mean,
okay.
I'm sure by now you're using more of the time coded, the Serato and things like that, because you're not gonna be carrying the crates of records. In the beginning, did you feel like I'm fighting this? You know?
Yes.
I'm carrying my vinyl. Forget this new way of doing things. You know?
Yes, I was one of those to the fullest. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I come from carrying crates. To, you know, needle skipping, the whole nine, putting weights on the needle, like all that. So when Serato came out, I was like, this is electronic. I want that analog. You know, I don't know.
You want to hear that sound?
Yeah, and I felt that. More importantly, I felt that, you know, it was a computer, and with computers, things happen, you know, all the time. You know what I mean? Computers, you can't live with them, can't live without them. So I was really, you know, skeptical about using it, you know, especially in the beginning stages, because they need to get some bugs out at first.
Right.
That was another reason why I'm like, I'm cool on that for right now. You know, I'll revisit it in the future once they, you know what I mean, once I hear more about it and it's stable and all that, maybe we'll talk one day. But, yeah, when it first came out, I was anti.
You're definitely dead against it. And then
how
do you feel now about the whole DJ culture? I mean, you know, back then when you were starting, you know, the things you happened to really look out and be amongst one of the greatest hip-hop crews ever. But now it's like everybody and their mother wants to DJ. Like, you know, nothing against Erykah Badu, but she's a DJ.
Right,
you know,
right.
Even the guy from Home Alone is a DJ. They let you DJ from your iPod. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I think it has its good points and its bad points. And, you know, I think the good is going to overdo the bad, because basically when it comes down to it, if it interests another kid to become a DJ. Mm-hmm. Whether if they're a scratch 'em up DJ, or they might just be a DJ that blends records, or a house DJ, or you know what I mean? They might be a DJ that just pushes buttons and learns how to make use all the effects. But to me, I'm not going to hate on any DJ.
No.
Just be good and study your craft. That's all I ask. Know where you're coming from, know how, where it came from, and know where it's going. That's all I ask of a DJ. And find your niche.
I agree.
It's the same thing what people talk about, you know, all this different type of rap music that was coming out back in the day, and people were dissing this rap and calling it candy lollipop rap and this and that and this and
that's
that.
True.
But I'm like, man, at the end of the day, dude, like seriously, if all rap sounded the same, do you think rap would be out right now? People will be tired if everybody sounded the same, if everybody rapped the same, and if everybody produced a beat the same, there would be no rap music right now. Right now, it's the tree has gotten so big, you know what I mean? Plants are pollinating each other. New plants are coming up, popping up that you've never seen before. Different things are being done as far as what DJs can do now. So it's expanding. And I'm all about growth. I like to see things, you know, grow to new, bigger things, better things. Show me a different type of scratch. I don't want to hear the same scratches all the time. You know what I mean? Like, there's some scratches, if you hear them, that you know, oh, okay, yeah, that was the 80s style scratch. Or, yeah, that scratch style came out in the 90s. You know what I mean? And there's something that came out in the 2000s. And it's going to continue to evolve. So, you know, and everybody doesn't like the same type of sound. Everybody doesn't like backpack rap. Everybody doesn't like commercial rap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everybody has their own preference. And tomorrow there'll be another preference for somebody to like.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, now,
yeah,
the answer.
Kind of adamant about it.
The performance aspect is real serious, too. The Up and Smoke tour. Now, what's the craziest place to perform, man? Like on the planet, where's the craziest place? Like where you really saw that they gave the most love? I know that's difficult because the stuff that you're attached to, they love y'all everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
When people say that all the time to me, I'm like, oh man, I can't. Like, I really can't.
Okay. So you know what, Jeb? You know what? So let's flip it. Let's get creative.
Okay.
And instead of the craziest place where they showed the most love, where do you think was the place that they really didn't show that much love though? Like, it's got it. You feel me? Like. Where was it that it just didn't feel right? You know those shows. You know them shows.
It didn't. Okay. Ooh.
That
you know?
Because, you know, I mean,
dude,
with the Aftermath crew.
Who wouldn't
like that?
People.
Yeah.
Right.
From the age group of a kid that's 8 years old. To a grown man or woman that's 60s and 70 years old. That's how big his audience is. So
there
was really no, I can't really even recollect, you know, like doing a bad show. I mean, I'm pretty sure there was some show, you know, of course, there's always shows that, wow, this wasn't as packed as last night. But it was still a good show, like, you know what I mean? So I can't really one doesn't really stick out where, you know, wow, nobody showed up, and we're Snoop and Dre, what's going on?
Yeah.
I don't remember that ever happening, you know what I mean? Like, to be honest with you.
Nate, did you see the Upper Smoke tour, Nate?
It's been a minute since I've seen it, so.
yo, the crazy part about
that. I'm
a little
Up and Smoke myself, so.
Yo, the crazy part about that, when you watch it again, I suggest that everybody listening, I suggest you watch it again. Get fucked up. Roll up and watch it.
Right?
And turn the shit all the way up. Yo, the sound quality is bananas on that.
Yep,
Like this is one thing about the camp that I really respect is the sound quality. Like, you know what you're gonna get every time out the gate. You know what I mean?
Right.
Wow, like there's nothing like it on the earth, you know. So salute.
That dude is the perfectionist. If there is a name for perfectionist, you look in the dictionary,
there be a
picture of Dre, because he does not believe in deadlines at all. So,
dude, you know
how many times I have footage. Just put it to you like this. I have footage. I'm the first one out of the crew. I'm a tech gadget dude, right?
Right.
I'm always looking for that new whatever. Even though I wasn't on Serato like that when it first came out, but I actually am a tech dude. So back in the day, the early 90s, I was like the only dude that took a camcorder and kept it around with film stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Filming us on tour in the hotels, at the after parties, at the concerts, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they would always joke with me like, man, Jim, how come you always recording everything, man? You always got that camera rolling, da-da-da-da-da-da, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Years later, now people are fighting for that footage. You know, so I've given footage to MTV, VH1 before when they come time to them doing documentaries on Snoop and Dre. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's some of the stuff on there. Like, I've got footage of us actually in the studio working on, you know, Doggy Style, whatever, and Jimmy Iovine coming down and sitting there in the studio because we're past the deadline. So he's like sitting over Dre like, come on, we need this, we need it. You know what I mean? And Dre could care less if he was in the room or not. And you're seeing him sweat. And you're seeing the record label sweat. Like, oh, what are we going to do? You know what I mean? But Dre is like, man, this is going to be done when I say it's done.
But, Jim, is there ever going to be a detox, bro?
I mean, we've been waiting 15 years almost.
Come on. Man.
I think there should. I feel like he's really smart about his game. He has enough material for 10 detoxes right now if he wants to put out 10 tomorrow to do it.
I bet.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think for him, much more about, you know, first of all, the record industry took a big hit and it's not back yet. So first, let's put that out there. People aren't selling like they used to. So the record industry is kind of restructuring right now, restructuring the contracts to reflect internet sales and merchandise sales and things like that now, so they can make money again. So I think it's just a part of timing and him saying, you know, he's released little singles here and there, kind of, you know what I mean, just to put them out there. To just get the weather, you know what I mean, forecast.
He hasn't
really put out that single that everybody was like, whoa, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if he would have, believe me, I think that album would have definitely dropped.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been just focusing on that. He's been focusing on his whole label, like, you know what I mean, his roster, making sure that everybody else's projects are cool, and in the meantime, he's doing songs, and he might do a song, and he might, oh, wow, I might want this to detox, and then put it in the vault while he continues to oversee people's projects, you know what I mean?
So
I think, and it could be, also, it could have to do with other people's projects bubbling also, not just his. You got to remember, when he did the Up and Smoke tour, everybody basically was bubbling at that time. You know what I mean?
The whole Snoop thing,
everybody. So it came together. So right now, you know, he's looking for that big 50 Cent push all of a sudden, that Eminem big project that's bubbling. You know what I mean? And Kendrick Lamar now is doing good. Oh, all of a sudden, let's hit the road, detox. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All about, if you notice, it's all about setup. All about setup when it comes to him.
All day. But Jim, y'all, I want to thank you, bro. It's been definitely an honor talking to you. Had a ball.
Word up, man. God bless, man. Word up. And it's,
yeah,
and
thanks,
and
thanks for having me on again.
Word up, man. You got home here on Six Man Radio. But we can't let you go that quick. Before we let you go,
yes,
we ask all our guests the same three questions. It's your top three MCs of all time, your top three groups of all time, and your top three producers of all time.
Okay, MCs.
Yep.
Producers, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, MCs, producers, and groups.
And groups. Wow.
Yep.
Wow. can I keep it outside of my crew?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. Outside of my crew, MCs, my favorite, I would have to say, wow, Biggie, Tupac, and Rakim.
All right.
I would leave
all right.
My classic,
I didn't mean to clap.
My classic MCs. Production. Outside, once again, outside of my crew. You know, I can keep one of them in there.
Yeah.
Production. That's a good one. I like Just Blaze.
Mm-hmm.
I like Kanye's creativity.
Right.
And who else would I say? Damn, yeah, because I would have threw in mine real quick and that would have been done. Let me see. Kanye, Just Blaze. On that one, I'm going to cheat and just throw Dre in that one because I'm
right,
really
all
bad
right.
for leaving him out.
Yeah.
Groups. Once again, outside of my crew, I would have to say groups.
Then that means NWA don't count too. So you
right,
can't say
right.
That.
Right. I would have to say Wu-Tang, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That could fill them in. That's a good last question, man. Wu-Tang.
Yeah, man.
God, this is hard. This is hard, man.
Yeah, man.
If I say one thing, I gotta leave somebody else out.
Yeah.
Run DMC. Yeah.
Right.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah. And I would probably have to, for real, I probably have to go with Tribe Called Quest.
Wow. All
my
right.
Third. Yeah. I was like that movement. When they came
yeah.
out, just them that whole, they blended well. You know what I mean? I haven't really seen anybody do them. They still Tribe Called Quest, and nobody is them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Hold up. Well, damn. Damn, we appreciate
that was
you.
Good questions, though. That was a good question.
Word up, man. Word up. We appreciate you, bro. And like I said, you got a home here on Six Man Radio anytime, bro. You already know. Salute to you and God bless, man. Don't hang up because we want to get a drop from you, all right?
I got you. Good looking out again.
All right, for sure. Six Man Radio. We'll be right back.
Six Man
Radio.
Number one. Julio Iglesias. like that, nigga. Yo, bless the war, son, speak to Austin. Many brothers I be sparking and busting mad light inside the dark. Call me Dose Snatcher, just a brother for the rapture. I hang live, holding on strong, hard to capture. Extravagant, resurrect the track and it's militant. Then I react like a convict and start killing shit. It's manifested, the guards work like appliances. Dealing in my cypher, I revolve around sciences. The ninth chamber, to get trapped inside my hallway. You try to flee, but you got smoke right by the doorway. No question, I send your ass back right to the essence. Your whole brain is smoking. Well, I'll be trapped by sound, locked behind loops, throwing niggas off airplanes with cash rules. Everything around me black, as you can see. Swallow this murder one verse like God's degree, then analyze my soundtrack with satisfaction. You adapt like a flashback chain reaction.
Some niggas, son.
Man.
Tribal Trash, Alibaba the Butcher, the original ghetto bastard, Mr. Yoke the Joker, in your backyard, bitch. And this how we do it. New Drew, Dirty Jersey style. God stay great. Rah! Six Man Radio, home of the contemporary adult music. Grown folk things going on over these parts, partner.
Six Man
Radio.
Nigga, so if you hit me, then you get me.
Harry, but I think you should worry. From bullets to Missouri, this thing you know you're buried. Yeah, I do away with nine niggas in 9 days. My nine sprays, when shit don't go my way, hold it sideways. Fuck around, call the crown wave.
Don't flinch, all FADMC play the bitch. certified passion for blasting. Ask them, I never show guns, but I'm still an assassin. Since I'm saying my back's about to crack the afterbirth, about to burst, send the whole entire earth into a blackout. Here's the fact about my MOP clip. We get down, rolling deep waters, we drown, niggas are lethal sixes. Yo, let it be known, we own the marks. Up on the hill, we own the throne, we own the park, for real, we own the Lone Star.
Got a muffler, make a loud mouth silent. Tell me I'm consistent. watch the way you talk to me. Better off shooting me or trying to put the off to me. The beast ain't shit to me, cause now I got the wolves out. That 4-4 coat around, that Drake fan falls out. I do it for the moolah, booyah, bullseye. Pop these fucking noodles, dippity do die. Many men wish death, many men held up. I make many millions, fuck with me, that's a no-no. This is motion picture shit, there's no director that catch me. The leads I plead the fifth on every question they ask me.
My enemies, enemies are my friends. Them I see me, it's the lifetime you swing. See them up close, you won't see shit again. Like every fairy tale, boy, your life has to end. Try me, get low, low, white, white, white. Try me, get low, low, white, white, white. Try me, get low, low, white, white, white. Try me, get low, low.
Six Man
Radio. 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 Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Yeah, man. Whew. Six Man Radio, the home of adult and temporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, aka Nicholas Cage, along my co-defendant, Nick D. Michelle. What up, man?
Yeah. Chilling, chilling. That was, man. Wow, what a crazy interview with DJ Jam.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He was in the thick of it. Wow. In depth stuff. That stuff about
he put a lot of, he put a lot of in perspective.
Word.
With that
Salute
whole
to him.
Yeah, yeah, what up? Wow. Shout out to DJ Jam. And yo, he got these headphones and shit. He got these headphones out now too. So
oh know. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely check them out. And yeah, man, another great show, yo.
Definitely. Definitely.
Shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to everybody that tuned in. Shout out to my nigga Timmy Gunn again. So, word up. And shout out to you, next.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Word up, yo. Check it out, yo. Next week, right? As a matter of fact, I ain't even gonna say nothing. I'm not gonna say nothing. All I'm gonna say to y'all is Monday night on VH1, watch the show The Gossip Game.
Yeah.
Watch
joint.
That shit. Mm-hmm. Watch that shit and then listen to us next Saturday.
Yeah, man.
That's it. That's it.
That's all we gotta say.
That's it.
That's all we gotta say. Oh, yo. You know what I meant to tell you? Of course, one of our guest Papoose, whose album is out. What was the name of that album again?
It's called The Nasarima Dream.
Right, right. So Eric Labadu put him on blast for the use of some unauthorized feature.
That right?
Yeah. She was like, yo, I'm putting you out there. Like, it seems like the vocals that he used were like 10 years old, you know? Uh-huh. So she was like, hey, you know, that was like 2 kids ago. What the hell? I'm using some old vocals for. What's that about?
Where did he get the vocals from?
I don't know. You know, the story did not emphasize none of that detail, you know, which pisses me off. But,
You know him?
Maybe she was listening to it. Maybe she did it with him 10 years ago. I don't know. It doesn't indicate that she knew him. She was just like, she just did this Twitter blast about him using her voice. Just, you know, she said just that, like, yo, I sang those vocals 10 years ago. That's 2 babies ago. Shit. That's exactly what she said. So MC's just throwing out old material, no paperwork. That's what she tweeted. Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Shout out to Badu, man. Yo, one of our goals is to get her on the show.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to her. We coming for you, Erica.
You can tell us all about everything going on. Even like she's like, I don't know if you saw that video she did.
Yes.
The last video with in the bathtub and everything, right? So yes. Her sister was in it. Everybody was talking about that video, and it was like with the flaming lips. Right.
Right.
So
right,
now
right.
she's called him out too, the artist. She was like, yo, she's blasting the group out because she said the video was tasteless and meaningless and shock motivated video. And I'm like, well, what was going on when the camera was rolling and you were in the tub? What was the video, right? I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I want to know because she's calling him out too. So yeah, Erica, right. We'd like you to come on the show and discuss that. Definitely want to know what happened.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yeah. Ma'am. Come kick it with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little worried though.
Why?
I'm a little worried about that interview with us.
Oh
because
yeah.
Because it just seems like men that come in contact with her are never the same anymore.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, what's so dope is, like, we won't be in her presence, so we won't look into her eyes.
Okay,
we won't
cool.
Fall,
yeah, that's dope.
You know what
that's,
I'm saying?
That's dope. Oh, doubt.
Because I
oh,
remember
doubt.
Reading an interview where like, Raphael Sadiq was even in the room with her, and he refused to look her in the eyes.
Oh,
she magnetizes you, and next thing you know, you're like, how did I end up with my clothes off? What happened? You talking in mathematics? I'm telling
yeah.
you. Okay,
yeah.
so
yeah, ain't enough instant in the world, man.
I don't know. She's
I'm
very
just
presence about her. So I don't know. I'm telling you, man. Like,
I'm
just imagine
saying.
Jill Scott if you're in the presence of Jill.
Wait,
you see what I'm saying? Whoa. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yo, now you got gunshots for people.
Whoa.
I see. People getting shot as soon as they mention Jill's name.
You will not use Jill Scott's name in vain.
Oh my God! You see, you're lucky that wasn't no eye to eye, cause you the next thing I know, I'd host the show today by myself. Hey y'all, it's Nadine Michelle, and Bassy won't be with us today because we had a face to face with Jill, and I haven't seen him since. It's been a wrap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well.
She has that effect on people too. It may not be you.
Oh,
but she's
shit,
got that
yo,
effect,
that was
man.
Funny.
Oh, my God.
All right, yo, we're going to get up out of here and we're going to see y'all next week. Once again, like I said, listen, Monday night, watch this show on VH1. It's called The Gossip.
Yeah.
Check it out.
It'll be dope.
And then check back in with us Saturday. All right. Okay. Drugs are biased. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hey, we out of here, man.
Yeah,
salute
Lord,
to you, yo.
Definitely. Salute to you.
All right. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Word up. You feel me?
Six man.
Radio.
Get up out of here, yo.
Six man.
Radio.
Yeah, I like the way this feel. This make me want to just G-Nick buck something. Yeah. Nigga, you shit on me, I shit on you. You put a hit on me, I put a hit on you. I for a high nigga. Survive the shot to die, nigga. Get them ready.
They can't hold me. Lord makes the one and only. Not your buddy, not your pal, not your homie. I'm on that Drogi style shit, man. I don't love a hoe. Papa wasn't round, so I had to let my brother know. Never stay in center, play the back and let your money grow. Most of them niggas wouldn't be around if you was bummy, yo. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. If you see a nigga with me, then there's more than one gun. Five straight soldier, ain't too tired of being a dumb one. Oh, you're satisfied being another nigga's done. We all know friendships turn sour when you're getting it. Some niggas hate me in the hood, but I don't know them niggas shit. Smiling all up in my face like I don't know them niggas sick, but I can kill less. I'm on the island and I'm getting
nigga,
late.
Nigga, you shit on me, I shit on you. You put a hit on me, I
I put a hit on you. I eye for a eye, nigga. Survive the shot to die, nigga.
What up, y'all? This is Dub C. That's right. Y'all know who I am. That nigga to be getting this motherfucking seawalk on, skipping across the world. And I'm posted up right now, Six Man Radio, adult contemporary radio. That's real, and yeah, home of that real shit. Can't fuck with it.
Hey, yeah. Yeah. Every hood's the same. Every hood's the same. Come on. They give us guns and drugs. Then wonder why you fuck with dogs. They wanna count the slugs. Then come around here and fuck with us. You know. They give us guns and drugs. Then wonder why you fuck with dogs. They wanna count the slugs. Then come around here and fuck with us. I'm from the land of the gangbang. Since I was little, ain't a goddamn thing changed. It's the same old saying. Bush run shit like Saddam Hussein. I cock and aim, clinically insane. To deal with this bullshit day to day. If I sell some gay or smoke some hay, you bitches wanna throw me up in Pelican's Bay. Call me an animal up in the system. But who's the animal that built this prison? Who's the animal invented lower living? The project. Thank God for Russell Simmons. Thank God for Sugar Hill. I'm putting a different kind of steel up to my grill. Y'all know what it is. Scared for your own kids. How these little niggas taking over showbiz. They give us guns and drugs. They want to ride here and fuck with us. They want to count the slugs. Then come around here and fuck with us. They give us guns and drugs. Then want to ride here and fuck with us. They wanna count the slugs, can't come around here and fuck with us. It's boys in the hood, it's toys in the hood. Y'all wanna know why it's noise in the hood? Cause it's drugs in the hood, thugs in the hood. Nigga killed the Crip and the blood in the hood. For real. Cause when niggas get tribal, it's all about survival, nobody liable. I got caught by 5-0. Grandmama came to court with her Bible.
Out to leave this bitch cut up, let a nigga find out you on some going home shit.
trying to bounce without paying a loan. Shit. Some niggas beat cases on the strip for their cream. After what they did, it's a bear on the strip for their team. I'm hard as hell to get along with. So it never fails. The nigga I got beat would end up in the same jail. We had an L roll the Bible paper, blowing a lot. I sent them a little kite just to be blowing his high. And when I shot you in New York, why would I box you now? I catch you going in the sick car, I'ma ox you down. Niggas you think is real, really can't hold their own. I have them off the EP shit, trying to phone home. But here, gym stars like a 9 milli chrome. It's similar, in fact, they'll both get your dome. Stars and souvenirs, niggas always take them home.
Yeah, it's me again. So check it out. Ladies, not gentlemen, drop your drawers, cop a seat. Now let's get into this. Yeah.
Easily I'm approaching. There's no joking. When the pussy holes are open, ready to fuck until my dick is raw. Yo, the motherfucking devil's son-in-law.
Peter, Peter, the pussy eater.
No, it's the eat, the motherfucking pussy beater. And I'm the I'm a quick to pick up a bitch, so come here, bitch, and lick up the lick up the lick up the dick.
Yeah, it's me again. So check it out. Ladies, not gentlemen, drop your drawers, cop a seat. Now let's get into this. Yeah.
Easily I'm approaching. There ain't no joking. When the pussy holes are open, ready to fuck until my dick is raw. Yo.
Pussy eater.
No, it's the eat, the motherfucking pussy beater. And I'm the quick to pick it up, a quick to pick up a bitch. So come here, bitch, and lick up the lick up the lick up the dick. Now how many nuts would it take for me to let that bitch graduate to lesson three? Let's see.
Six Man
Radio.
6-5-4-9-3 is up. Give me that, give me that, give me that nut. You wanna feel the dick, baby, try your luck. Because he likes to fuck, fuck, fuck. Yo, I get him stuck on and get the fuck on. Give him a tipsy roll and tell him thanks for the pussy hole. I find him, fuck him and flee, you know. But before I do, yo, I take the hole to the hotel,
to the hotel,
to the motel, to the
with them. Tired of work.
gone through with lames and putting trust with them. I don't see why we friends if I ain't getting no bucks with them. You see me? No fucks given. He brought his attitude, I hope he brought his sucks with him. Bang, bang, dress him up. Just in case my mama listening, I say I F him up. But she ain't listening, it's official then. Slump him then, dump him in Lake Michigan. Discovered on a Sunday by some fishermen. You ain't want the drama, shouldn't start bitching in. Don't ever do that fucking shit again, no fucks given.
I-D-G-A-F-F, I don't give a fuck. LMAO, nigga, because you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right. All I see is money, money. Y'all gonna be alright. No fucks giving, nigga. No fucks giving. No fucks giving, nigga. No fucks giving. I-D-G-A-F, what? I don't give a fuck. What? LMAO, nigga, because you ain't really tough.
I don't give a flying. They say I do, they lying. Never have one to give if they selling, I ain't buying. Hoes in they feeling, acting like somebody thirsty. It's never that deep. I ain't thirsty for no herpes. Thanksgiving, got the musket for you turkeys. Social media gas you, nigga, it irks me. No fucks giving, though. Keep up with that madness. I ain't mad, just I'm getting your IP address. Find out where you lay your head at. Kids go to bed at. I'll be at your front door here and you never said that. SMH, bruh. Wait, bruh. You ain't really think I was gonna let your ass skate, huh? Ain't no fucks giving, no. You already know. Pick your battles wise or be looking like some fries. Straight up, later. Looking like Lord Vader with the mask off. You the pastor.
I-D-G-A-F-F, I don't give a fuck. LMAO, nigga, because you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right. All I see is money. Y'all gonna be alright. No fucks giving, nigga, no fucks giving. No fucks giving, nigga, no fucks giving. I-D-G-A-F, what? I don't give a fuck. LMAO, nigga, because you ain't really tough. Yeah.
Six Man.
Radio, 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 radio.
I don't care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this, but it got to be funky. It got to be funky if you're gonna be on it. I don't care who start, I don't care what y'all do, but you got to be finished before the music is through.
Listen closely, so your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. Just the way I came off then, I'm gonna come off stronger and longer, even with the drum off. I'll keep on going and flowing just like a river. I got a whole lot to give, so I'm a giver. Little at a time, new trails are blazing. Action is in effect and always saving. Yeah, just like a shot from a cannon, I am the man in charge and I've been planning. A jam strong enough that it can lift your soul. I'm the originator and my rhymes are made of gold. Once you hear the capital A, rap it'll stay with you for a while. It won't go away unless you force it, because it stays with you, my friend. And if you force it away, I'ma hit you again. I project my voice so it's right in the crowd. There's a sign at the door, no biting allowed. And if you didn't read it, I suggest you do so, or you'll be stranded just like Caruso. Sleep if you wanna, go ahead, get the shut out. A man broke his jaw trying to say what I say on the microphone. He should've left it alone, just for the record. Let it be known that my ego's only partially grown. And never would I ever condone fighting in any form. Yo, I'm only warm. That verse was the calm. Now here's the storm. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Craig G, light up the mic for the symphony.
Regardless, I prove out of all the niggas they know I'm the smartest. They talking, but this ain't Black Ops. I'm in the window, yep, the city is your backdrop. Gas pop, you drop, shit, here come two cops. I'm sorry, this is business, mess with them with the blue top. Used to give a fit up, hold the finger thing up. They say I'm irrelevant, I got no drama to bring up. Hold up, shut the fuck up, or roll up, scroll up, and get your shit swole up.
Wait, hold up, this ain't even a fucking rap.
Here go. Yo, I got you, boy. Yep. This what happens when Brooklyn meets Australia out this bitch. They don't
don't give a fuck, Joe, huh?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a
fuck. Look, your hottest single couldn't fuck with my filler for Rilla. I do it for pun, for big, I do it for Dilla. Upper echelon, top shelf. You softer than Ben Stiller. Getting hep from Philly Stiller, bumping Mac Miller. These niggas softy now, cause I don't fuck with them. But if I did, I'd be miserable, I was stuck with them. Tired of working with lames and putting trust with them. I don't see why we friends if I ain't getting no bucks with them. You see me? No fucks given. He brought his attitude, I hope he brought his tucks with him. Bang, bang, dress him up. Just in case my mama listening, I say I F him up. But she ain't listening, it's official then. Slump him then, dump him in Lake Michigan. Discovered on a Sunday by some fishermen. You ain't want the drama, shouldn't start bitching then. Don't ever do that fucking shit again, no fucks given.
I-D-G-A-F-F, I don't give a fuck. L-M-A-O, nigga, you ain't really tough, son. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right, right.
Flying, they say I do, they lying. Never have one to give if they selling, I ain't buying. Hoes in they feeling, acting like somebody thirsty. It's never that deep, I ain't thirsty for no herpes. Thanksgiving, got the musket for you turkeys. Social media gas you, nigga, it irks me. No fucks given, though, keep up with that madness. I ain't mad, just, I'm getting your IP address. Find out where you lay your head at, kids go to bed at. I'll be at your front door here and you never said that. SMH, bruh, wait, bruh. You ain't really think I was gonna let your ass skate, huh? Ain't no fucks given, no. You already know. Pick your battles wise or be looking like some fries. Straight up, laid up. Looking like Lord Vader with the mask off. You the pass dog.
I-D-G-A-F-F, I don't give a fuck. L-M-A-O, nigga, because you ain't really tough. Looking in my left pocket, looking in my right. All I see is money. Y'all gonna be alright? No fucks given, nigga, no fucks given. No fucks given, nigga, no fucks given. LMAO, nigga, cause you ain't really tough, yo.
Six man.
Six Man Radio.